So when you mentioned the idea to me and the name, The Protector, you know, it's a painting of a woman shielding, protecting, and looking over the kids. I had to then, in addition, he said there will be a scripture alongside, that is Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13, talking about the comforter, that as the mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. So I had to conceive an idea that will advance the original painting by Charles Kimberlin. So I had to do a studio shoot that will show a different angle of the images. Then since over about 10 days, we've been on the painting. I did the sketch, then with brushes and with rollers, with the sky lift, because this is the biggest painting ever I've done. That is about 30 feet by 45 feet. So the idea is to inspire hope. You know, we're just coming out of the woods of COVID. So there's the comforter has kept us. The protector has been with us. And there's a need for us to push that message out there, and that in whatever you're going through, just look. So you find a child looking up to the mother, looking, and you find another child looking forward. The one looking up is saying, help comes from above. So like Psalm 121 verse 1 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? And like I shared during the unveiling, all the time I was there painting from morning till night, I was never under the sun. So there was a shield there. So that space, the arcade, we've been able to add a bit of luster to the arcade. And it becomes a center of hope. It becomes a place where people can come and, you know, it becomes a center for
reflection.
For reflection. That you can come there because there's always a shield there. And come, sit, raise hope for a better life. Yeah.
And what he's referring to with regard to the shield, he's referring to how the building sets. The sun always provided shade. The building always provided shade from the sun. So if you look at the arcade, you're never in direct alignment with the sun. And so it made his painting environment much more comfortable than we even anticipated. I own a painting that was given to me by Charles Kimberlin III. His father painted that original portrait in the 1960s. I was so moved and inspired by it. It was a portrait of a woman standing in solidarity with her children. My wife and I, we always name our paintings if they don't already come with a name. We name that painting The Protector. I discussed my idea of that painting being reproduced on the wall for buildings that I recently purchased. My good friend here, Dr. Balaji Ogunwu from Lagos, Nigeria, was able to bring my vision to life through the inspiration from that original painting.
Out of curiosity, what are your plans for this building?
Yes, a center of tourism and hope. Our ideal is to make 14 Court Square an Airbnb Verbo location. So it has a beautiful loft upstairs, which is where Dr. Ogunwu stayed when he was painting that mural. We're going to have local artists, the very best of the best of our local artisans, to display work there, with the hopes that people traveling to our area, staying in the Airbnb, will be able to view their work and have an opportunity to purchase their works. We're going to have portraits, obviously, aligning the walls, which that space is very good in displaying portraits. And then we're going to also have pottery, maybe some textile art, or sculptures. We're going to have a number of different artisans' works featured there, with the hopes that those staying at the Airbnb will have the desire to purchase. It projects local artisans' work to the world, which is our desire. Public art is something that I'm passionate about, and have taken the opportunity with the resources that I have and the opportunity that's before me to create public art. I noticed that a number of different businesses around town have moved to trying to demonstrate public art, and I think it's just an uplifting thing for the entire community.
Any last words you want to try to get out there for everybody, or any specific future plans that you might be excited about that might be coming up here in the near future?
Well, I'm very excited that my good friend, Dr. Balaji Ogunwu's work is becoming more widely known. He's really a big deal in Europe and abroad, and certainly in his own country, Nigeria. But now he, I think, is known here in West Plains. So this is his second mural that he's actually done in West Plains. The first one was done at the Christos House last year at about this same time. And so I think he's came back and new and improved and done a mural that's going to be with us for a very long time, and we're very proud of it. As for future plans with number 14 Court Square, it should be online and ready for rental through Airbnb or Vrbo the latter part of this month, and we're excited about that. We're very excited about engaging local artisans to get their work out there and showcase what we do here in West Plains and that we're so proud of. Dr. Ogunwu?
Like Crockett said, this is my second mural painting. The first was in Christos House, a smaller one. But I'm glad that at this point, I've been able to bring my art to the public glare for everybody's consumption. So I look forward to coming back here and to do more, create works that will inspire people, that will stir hope. And for me, I've been to several places, states in the states, in America, but West Plains is my home, and each time I'm here, I'm always home. And I'll be back shortly to do more and add value to West Plains.